Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Got one of those crazy cases sent to me by almost everybody from ABC15.com, and Jennifer Kowaleski wrote it. Arizona woman claims wild case of mistaken identity put her in federal prison. Mistaken identity. A 66-year-old woman from Arizona says she was wrongfully arrested during a federal raid for crimes she didn't commit and now has to prove in federal court that she's not somebody else. I'm a senior citizen that got picked up at gunpoint in her front yard and taken to prison, and nobody believes it. So her friends don't believe it happened to her, and the feds don't believe she is who she says she is. The woman provided extensive documentation to the TV station that her name is Penny McCarthy, but federal agents insist instead that she is 70-year-old Carol Rozak, and the big difference, among other things, is that Carol Rozak, being a different person, is also 4 years older than her. So McCarthy and her family insist this is a wild case of mistaken identity and are demanding accountability. I'm mad. I'm hurt. All of a sudden, I'm on antidepressants. I'm on blood pressure medicine. I'm on medicine to sleep at night, all because somebody didn't do their job right in the government. Six officers dressed to the nines in battle gear, identifying themselves as U.S. Marshals, arrested her at gunpoint outside her Phoenix home last month. Even after she said she told officers she wasn't Rozak, she's never been to prison, they said, eh. They proceeded to chain my ankles, my wrists, put me in the car. When I asked for why I was under arrest, they said, parole violation. Her daughter and sister both verified her identity and shared years of photos of her going back decades. Her younger sister said she's never hurt anybody in her life. Her daughter said, it almost makes my brain stop working to think about the level of injustice involved here. Her family says Penny is a mother of five, grandmother to 11, spent most of her life in Colorado until moving to Arizona last summer. Public records appear to verify her story when using her name. A little old lady gardening her slippers in her front yard, and it takes six U.S. Marshals to take her down, her sister said. I think it's insane. According to McCarthy, officers then transported her to a federal prison in Florence, Arizona, where she spent an agonizing night living the life of a different woman. Scary as hell. I've never been so uncomfortable. The whole having to be strip searched three times, it's humiliating and degrading. Now, she and her family want to know, why was she arrested? What led agents to make this raid? So the TV station started asking questions. And the woman says, they had a picture of my Facebook picture as what they ID'd me by. Now, her daughter says, how is my mom, who's on a fixed income, supposed to afford an attorney to prove she's not someone when we don't even know why they think she's that person in the first place? And they are completely unwilling to tell us anything. And so here's where the story gets even weirder. According to the federal court paperwork, Rozak, the woman that they're looking for, does indeed have a checkered past. But her crimes and parole violation date back to the 90s in Oklahoma, which begs the question, why are officers in Arizona making an arrest on a parole violation out of Oklahoma from more than two decades ago? She says, I was arrested on a warrant from 1999 in Oklahoma. She says, I've never lived in Oklahoma. The same federal records show that the woman they're looking for went to prison for all nonviolent crimes, again, committed three states away, including bank fraud, interstate transportation of stolen property, and false statements to a financial institution. She said, I could see, even if you thought I was her, if she'd been a murderer, I could then see this, the woman says. The TV station obtained a mugshot of the woman they're looking for, and they show you that along with the woman's picture today, and they're not the same people. So the woman provided a copy of her recent Facebook profile photo, and she said that's what the officer said. Yeah, we used that to identify you. But if you compare the two, like I said, that photo with her mugshot of the other woman, no. According to federal documents, Rozak was born in Canada and has a Canadian Social Security number. So the woman here showed her California birth certificate and Colorado driver's license. And of course, the birth certificate out of California indicates that she is a U.S. citizen. Her birth date is 1957 and does not match the one for the woman they are looking for. So the woman says they screwed up hard. A recently filed court order shows a judge set an identity hearing for April 9th in Arizona federal court where the woman has to prove that she's her and not someone else. So she said, the truth will win out no matter how much they torture me in the process. The U.S. Marshals Service in Arizona confirmed it arrested a woman they believed to be Carol Ann Rozek at a residence in early March. They said they made the arrest on behalf of U.S. Marshals in Oklahoma, who believed that Rozek was living under the alias of Penny McCarthy. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Arizona said it couldn't comment because it's an ongoing case. TV station will be in federal court to watch all this go down. And so it makes you wonder if the woman they're looking for was using this woman's name as an alias, as a possibility. But you got to wonder, when they arrest somebody and they insist you got the wrong person, you think they'd stop for just a split second and go, what do you got? Show us something. I don't know. And I understand that a lot of times the officers who are sent out to execute a warrant or to pick somebody up, they're not heavily invested in the case in the sense that they may have just been handed the file 5 minutes earlier. So somebody goes, hey, we got a tip. There's a federal fugitive in Arizona. We know where she lives. She's been on the lam now for 25 years, whatever it might be. And let's go pick her up. So they go over, they find the woman fits a description of who they're looking for, and they pick her up. And she goes, you got the wrong person. They hear that all the time. They do hear that all the time. But I think somebody should say, well, gee, we're picking somebody up on a 25-year-old warrant, and they're insisting we got the wrong person. And they have a birth certificate indicating they're born in America, and the person we're looking for is a Canadian. You'd think that somebody would take a look at that. You'd think. But again, they may have just said, hey, that's not our job, that's a court's job. So she spends the night in a federal facility, strip searches and all, and now she's got to go back to court and prove that she's not somebody else. And, you know, the weird part is that there are people out there who will do things like forge birth certificates or get fake documents or get documents that belong to somebody else. Because obviously, a birth certificate doesn't have your photograph and say, yeah, this is the adult version of this, you know. So there's going to be some issues like that. But I feel really sorry for her, especially if she's going to spend money on an attorney, because it very well could be, like I said, the woman they're looking for might be using her name as an alias. And I've mentioned before that a few years ago, this is 10, 15 years ago now, I briefly lived near somebody else with my exact name. First, middle, last, everything exactly the same. And the guy, not me, had a checkered past. And I made a mental note that if I got pulled over anytime in that area, the first words out of my mouth were going to be, please check my birth date on my documents, and then hand him the documents. Because the other guy was 10 years older than me. And I was hoping that I wouldn't look as old as my age plus 10 years. And I never got pulled over. Nothing ever happened. But I just became aware of the fact that somebody was out there, as far as I could tell legally, with the same first, middle, and last name. And my concern was if I got pulled over and they run my name, if they somehow do something else or they simply run the name, they might go, oh my gosh, look at this guy. This guy's got a record this long. I mean, for all I know, the guy might still be wanted on something. But Penny McCarthy, very well could be the woman's using that name in another state. But I'm sure if you Googled the name Penny McCarthy, you'll get more than one in America. Just that's just a guess. I didn't try it, but I'm willing to bet you there's quite a few of them out there. And so somebody needs to do a little more homework on this one. So I feel really sorry for her. And especially, you know, you live your life really, really well. You get to where you're retired. You got 11 grandkids. And then the feds come and get you and haul you off. That's just shameful. So Jennifer Kovaleski wrote to ABC15.com. They will follow up and find out what happens to her in court. Arizona woman claims wild case of mistaken identity put her in federal prison. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. If you tell a joke in the forest, but nobody laughs, was it a joke?